some kindling spirit with heart. It was our beginning for this Gold Cup. And you know that our players was after the season Gold Cup, 10 days free. Then now is the before the season, the pre-season. Yeah? And the player go over the limit. My God, this, what can I tell you? I'm very, very proud of these players.
Yeah, you know, playing such a great tournament like the Copa America, obviously I thought we played well throughout it. You know, we didn't manage to get goals in the tournament, which I thought was a little bit disappointing. But we come to this tournament, we showed we can score goals. You know, if you ever stepped into our change room, you can see the camaraderie between us all. I think that's such a big thing with us. You know, we want to fight, we all love each other. You know, and we want to do this for the country and for each other. And I think when you've got such a bond between brothers, you know, all different leagues and come together to get the same goal, it's just incredible. So we obviously took a lot of heart from that. And, you know, obviously we've just, you know, we just put one of the big boys out. So it just shows that we can handle the best right now, and that's our confidence builder going into the final.
Yeah, well, a couple of questions. Giles, I want to ask you, how do you think this ranks in terms of Jamaica's football victories? Is this, obviously, it's on Sunday, you can win a bigger one. And also, can you talk a little bit about how your team matches up against either Brazil or Panama, depending on which one you might face?
Mexico.
I'm sorry. Now, don't get ahead of myself.
I think it's up there, you know. We've made history by getting into the final, you know. So that's an incredible achievement, and it just shows you what this group is capable of. We knew from the first camp we got together, coming into the tournament, that it was achievable, you know. I think we shocked a few people along the way, but we've not shocked ourselves. You know, we've got to remain humble and get ready for the final, you know. And that's for the two teams playing now. We don't fear anyone. We haven't, and I think that's such a big thing as to why we've been playing so well. They're two great teams, you know, but we just knocked out a great team as well. So we're obviously really looking forward to the final, whichever one comes.
For both of you, did you feel the U.S. was vulnerable on set pieces? Did you think you could get out in that way, that they had a weakness perhaps at center back? That was a spot in this tournament that a lot of people have asked questions of Jurgen Klinsmann about.
Sorry, it's not against you. This is my. Before we play against the States or against IT, we have many analyses in the laptop or in the screen. We have the name is Insta. Okay. Tomorrow I have all information from the match from today or from both teams. Players have the same in the laptop. Yeah, the player can watch for what he's doing in the last match and what the next match. And we know this team is played when we talk number four, number five go out of the match. This team can only play long passes. Yeah. And From.
Did you see before the match that they were?
Yeah.
That was a weakness that they had. Did you tell that before the match? Scored a goal from a free kick and
throw in the set. Our goals.
Yeah, your goals. Did you see before the match?
Maybe we talked with the last trainings yesterday or before yesterday. Not many training, only slowly training. But we talk about this, yeah? I want my player. Give me information. I listen to my players. I listen and want the players, not I give the players, yeah, they have to do this. The players need his head for football, not only running. And I was happy today about this surprise free kick. The players was together, talk with four players. goalkeeper don't know what was happening at this moment. And he came too late, and Wood was very good. Troy in the same. And I'm not. I want a player give me information. This information, they are going to feed and can play better football.
I wouldn't say it was too much of a weakness. You know, we think we're pretty strong from set pieces. It's something we work on quite a lot. You know, we've got two people that can play the ball really long. You know, we've got a lot of tall, a lot of big, strong people. So, you know, we try to kind of make sure the box is well covered. As Coach said as well, you know, we go through free kick routines at the top of the box quite regularly. So it's something that's always up for discussion. Whoever fancies it the most can kind of get after it. So we didn't really think that was too much of a weakness to, you know, to say, oh, let's attack that. So, but we feel that we're pretty good on set pieces, so that's one of our strong points. So, you know, whenever we do get the opportunity to kind of load the box up or get shots on goal, that's kind of what we're going after.